For a time, Adam was silent. Then he went on. The second gift of wisdom is the gift of tracking, of discerning the true course of things. As my father showed them to me, I show you now the tracks of everything. Remember the place by the rock, the place under the little hills, the place in the marsh, the place in the desert, and the place by the river that runs into the sea. These, in their order and season, are our tracks through time, landmarks found for our journey across the hand of God. This journey embeds us in the cycle of life, in the fire that burns forever. In it, we find our place. In it, we live. A tent is not our shelter. Rather, the journey is our shelter. The journey is the song we make of our lives. We're not crafters of axes or spears or tents or baskets. These are trifles. We are seekers of holy places. We make our journey in the company of others. The deer, the rabbit, the bison, and the quail walk before us. And the lion, the eagle, the wolf, the vulture, and the hyena walk behind us. All our paths lie together in the hand of God, and none is wider than any other or favored above any other. The worm that creeps beneath your foot is making its journey across the hand of God as surely as you are. Wherever life moves, the hand of God is under it, so no step can be off the path. When you stumble on the mountainside, that is part of your path. When your child is sick and you turn aside from the hunt, that is part of your path. When you wander hungry in the desert and cannot find your way, you're not lost, you're on your path. When cunning fails and your prey eludes you, don't curse your luck. This fruitless hunt is part of your path. Many paths end at the point of your spear or on the edge of your harvesting knife. What you take compassionately, saying, "You are sent to me by the God. I take you for my need." Remember that when hunter and prey meet, both are standing in their tracks. You are sent to the deer no less than the deer is sent to you, and the God means the deer to have your gift as surely as it means you to have the deer's.